The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Freshwater turtles' skin and shells often match the color of their habitat substrate, which may help them deceive predators and prey alike. But what happens if turtles change abodes, from a black swamp, say, to a sandy bottom pond? To study this, herpetologists looked at painted turtle and red-eared slider hatchlings, which they kept for 160 days on either a white or a black substrate, and to two reversal groups, which they kept for 80 days on white or black, and then switched to a substrate of the opposite color for another 80 days. By day 80, all the turtles had lightened or darkened, approaching the color of their substrates they were living on. By day 160, the controls were staying the course, but both reversal groups had switched and were now well on their way to the color intensity of their new substrate, confirming that turtles can completely reverse melanization. That puts freshwater turtles in the same league as chameleons and squid, even if their melanization process is, true to form, much slower.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.